The Police Wives Association, POLWA, has presented a 65,000 CD state-of-the-art delivery bed to the police hospital. Making the presentation at the police hospital in Accra, the wife of the IGP, who is also the national president of the association, Mrs. Regina Kwe, said POLWA will continue to champion the cause of women. Rita Amparbin reports.
POLWA is an association of wives of seven policemen. The association has been in existence since 1987. POLWA also seeks to improve the welfare of its members and serve as a philanthropic group to society. The wife of the IGP, Mrs. Regina Kwe, said maternal deaths are high in many hospitals, and this is as a result of inadequate facilities needed for maternity patients. She said POLWA sees the trend as worrying and will contribute to curbing maternal deaths.
At its meeting held on 30th January 2011 to plan the Thanksgiving service and the inauguration and outdooring of our new POLWA cloth, some members of the executive mooted the idea of using the occasion to raise funds to support an important project at the hospital. It is my fervent hope that no woman, and I mean no woman, will lose her life and that of her baby when she lies on this bed.
The medical director at the police hospital, DCOP Dr. Godfred Etiama, said the facility is a great relief to the hospital and promised to put it to good use.
We have used the same bed for a long time. It is good, and I think that the old IGD was accepted very well. A replacement is okay, so we are happy that our wives have thought about replacing it, and we are grateful that it will be put to good use. Babies will be born, and out of it may come homeless citizens of the land.
After the presentation, Radio Ghana visited the maternity ward and caught up with the head of obstetric and gynecology department, ACP Dr. Samola Mumensa. He talked about the current situation at the ward.
It's good we've had a new bed because the old one was not functional. All the joints and the hinges had rusted and we couldn't work with it. A patient may deliver and bleed profusely and go into shock, and the bed should be flexible so you can quickly put a patient into an underlay bed position. The head goes down and then that will improve blood supply to the brain and the patient becomes conscious.
We can't have any further that report.